Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Atlanta! Woodstock, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. There is a lot going on this Thursday. We will talk plenty about the Falcons and the decision that needs to be made at the quarterback position. We do not know the latest status of Michael Penix, but we certainly will discuss and get you the latest information. Mike and I were just talking before the show started. This NBA gambling alleged federal investigation,
right.
FBI arrest today. I mean, again, like with any story, right? You just kind of read the headline, you go, huh? Then you start checking out more, and you're like, oh. And then you dig deeper, Mike. You start going, how many people were involved in this thing? It's crazy.
Right. I was just reading the indictments, and I'm going to talk more about it in Guy Talk, but it's like a scene out of Goodfellas. You know, when Henry Hill is going through the bar, you know, there was Johnny Roast Beef, and there was Frenchie, and there was Joe Buddha. I mean, it's hysterical. You know, you get Spanish G, Flap a Polka. There was Maddie, a.k.a. the wrestler. You know, D. Jones, there was Sugar, there was Vez. So all these guys that apparently were running, and this was multi-state. It wasn't just a tri-state area, but it was all up and down the East Coast and roping NBA players into the poker, illicit poker game, which they say was a fraud. And then you've got the point fixing, or at least tipping guys off and players involved. And, of course, when the line moves, everybody knows nowadays because everything's out there. The algorithms kick in. The house can pick up on it immediately. Now, in the old days, it would take a very sharp guy. Like, think of Ace Rothstein.
Oh, yeah.
Casino. The real guy's name was Lefty Rosenthal. And all of a sudden, hey, there's something wrong. Big action's coming in on Dartmouth or something. So in this case, when you get some guy and you're like, okay, you realize this is really fishy. The number on his under is big. Everyone bets the under. And then he takes himself out of the game 5 minutes into the game. And that's what they're alleging that Rozier did.
Yeah, the Chauncey Billups stuff too. Look, it's one thing to be involved in a illegal poker ring. But if in fact there's any proof, and they're saying this had nothing to do with games he coached,
right?
But if there's any proof that it did, this gets even worse because again, nobody can affect a game more than a coach to say I'm going to pull my star, and Portland has no stars. Oh, I'm going to pull my best players at the end of the 5 minutes in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden the game changes. I don't know if any of that happened. From the people I know, and I've said this, look, I got family in Denver. My sister went to CU, Colorado. Chauncey's a CU guy. My sister and his wife are really good friends. And I called her today, and I said, what's the deal? And she simply said, I have no information because everybody in the family is trying to figure out where this is going. But Chauncey Billups is a really good dude. Doesn't mean that he didn't do this. It doesn't mean that he wasn't involved in it, Mike, right. But I think surprisingly around the NBA, a lot of people are like, what? Chauncey?
Right. But the other thing is, and that's why, you know, when it comes to the college game, you don't want guys getting involved with this, because once a bookie and somebody has leverage on you, right, then you've got to start throwing games to pay off your debt. And there's a lot of layers to this. You know, we talked about some of the stuff that started last year with some of the investigations into what was going on with some of the other players. And again, these are lesser known guys. And you're like, well, who's betting that guy, you know, for anything, you know, let alone, you know, over under or, you know, turnovers, et cetera. But yeah, this is one that it's going to have a lot of layers to it. What I heard from Shams Charania this morning, we were talking about it on our pre-show, which is called Behind the Curtain, is the NBA was not aware of the nature of this, Carl.
And that's crazy.
So they were kind of blindsided by it. So we'll see. Rozier's lawyer, Jim Trusty, said in a statement, his client is not a gambler, looks forward to winning this fight. And guys, we just saw what P. Diddy. Now, granted, P. Diddy's going to the Hooskow for 4 years. We've also seen the feds overcharge.
Yes.
Matter of fact, it happened with Jamal Lewis here in Atlanta. There was a big bust in Bankhead, and the cops came up snake eyes, so they had to go find a name to validate the investigation. I know this is my father hated the feds as a former cop, but I'm just saying there are always two sides, or in some cases, three sides. So as Carl said, it looks really bad, but let's not rush just yet.
No, can't do it. We'll see where it goes.
As far as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah, exactly. We're just going to see what the information tells us. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live today, guys, at Gustin's Grill. This is in Woodstock, right off of Highway 92. Great spot. There's room at the bar if you want to come get an ice cold brew. They got a great menu here as well, and we invite you out. We'll be here until 6.
What a great build-out, too. Really, I mean, we got a stage because they have live music here on the weekends and on weeknights.
Karaoke,
too. Great bar, great food. I had the cheesesteak already. Day-Day's going to work on that. So come on down. Miller Lite's here. We're going to have all sorts of Miller Lite goodies to give away while we're here as well.
Yeah, man. I was just telling John Parler, who's hanging out with us. We got a couple of our good friends hanging out. And I said, hey, have you been here? Because he lives literally up the street like I do. And he said, yeah, I've come. They do, Mike, like a karaoke that's incredible here on, like, I think it's Thursdays. Somebody would let me know. But, like, you come in here and it's packed, you know,
right,
at 9, and everybody's waiting their turn. And it's just a kind of a cool spot to come hang out. So if you've not been here, come. If you're in the area, if you're not, stop by, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Let's talk about what happened last night, guys, because speaking of this alleged gambling scandal, Amy Dash, our Odyssey legal insider, is going to join us at about 2:40. We'll get the legal side of this. Mike and I are not lawyers. We're not attorneys, although we play them on the radio sometimes. Amy will hopefully give us more information from a legal aspect of what this looks like, and certainly from the NBA as well, as everybody's checking out this story that broke today. Last night, I expected a lot more from our Hawks. Oof. I just did. The build
We didn't play up, defense.
You can say that again. The build-up to, hey, we got a better team, Mike, and you kept saying he's got better – Trey has better pieces around him.
Right.
And then the game is just a dud.
Yeah, there was just no rebounding and no transition defense. And honestly, it looked like it was an extension of a preseason or the end of the season when guys were already planning on going to Cancun. I mean, there was just nothing going on. There was no intensity, no defense. Literally, right, Nate? We didn't play any defense. Thanks, Nate. But no,
we didn't play defense.
But he said, again, it's just frustrating because you get so excited. And here we spent yesterday talking about all the elements we've added. And we talked to Brian Oliver. And, you know, LeBron James got a great breakdown of our team the other day. We played that audio.
Yes.
And you come out and, look, there's 81 more games. But for the home crowd to lose to Toronto, and you were favored in that one. That was a clunker. And Barnes owns
we
us.
We were soft on the ball.
That's right, Nate. How about Barnes just basically just walking around like, you know, once he figured,
goodness.
I was talking about this with Gordon, our engineer, once he figured the refs were going to let some physicality go, he just run all over people.
We lose. It wasn't close. I mean, don't look at the final score.
Oh, look at the final score.
Yeah, at one point, you know, in the third quarter, they go on a 14-0 run, and it was ball game. I mean,
and we had cut it to like 4 points at one point.
A 9-point lead goes to 23. And all of a sudden now, you look up and you're like, okay, and the game was out of hand. Here's when we talk about not playing defense. And that soundbite, by the way, was from Nate McMillan, former coach of our Hawks. We laugh still to this day about it because back then we used to say, why doesn't this team play defense?
We didn't play defense.
Dyson Daniels,
right,
prior to Porzingis, prior to Jalen Johnson.
This team we put together this year is built to play defense.
And last night they didn't. So, Mike, you allow the opponent, Toronto, to shoot 57% from the field. 69% on twos.
They didn't really hit any threes either. Both teams couldn't hit a three to save their life. Neither team got to 30%. But, I mean, the thing with – and I thought, okay, well, we'll get down. We can bomb some threes. Trey – and I didn't like Trey's game. And let me explain. Trey was, I think, maybe – we said yesterday, when to be a facilitator, you know, when to be the man. he needed to be the man earlier. I didn't like the way he was not taking shots early in the game.
Yeah.
I want to see Trey put an imprint on that first half.
You know what's funny? I think, and look, I don't know if he was thinking about this or not. I think he was a little bit in his head, like, everybody's expecting me to be a facilitator with, you've got all these guys around you, so I'm not going to shoot. I'm just going to pass. I'm guessing here, Trey. I'm just going to pass and get everybody involved. And then Mike's right. You look up and it's like, yo, bro, you're 1 for 7 from three. Like, you have no rhythm. I know you scored 22, but get your game going earlier. Jalen with a big night, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, should I say, and 7 rebounds. And then, of course, Porzingis. Look good, man. I mean, in a loss, as well as you could look, 20 points and 7 boards. But at the end of the day, that was a lackluster performance, guys. Hawks get a chance to literally rebound on Friday. They're at the Magic. The Magic are really good. And then you come back home and take on the world champs in the OKC Thunder. So we'll see what this looks like over the weekend. But last night, man, that was a complete disappointment. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking, not only about the Hawks, but also as we get into some Falcons conversation, as we mentioned, the story that everyone is talking about.
The Kirk Cousins quarterback controversy with Michael Penix Jr.?
Not yet. Not talking about that.
He's legit.
You mean Kirk Cousins perhaps starting Sunday if Michael Penix Jr. can't go?
We're not talking about that quite yet.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Oh, my God.
The smoke and the heat we're going to get. If Kirk Cousins has to play Sunday and balls out.
Throwing someone's trap and trying to take over the trap.
Is that what's going to happen? Is that what's going to happen, Kirk?
I'm just saying, Kirk Cousins is 100%. We know that because, you know, he's not been playing. And Michael Penix Jr. has got something going on with the back of his knee, according to the coach.
Yeah.
His words exactly, back of the knee.
I know. Look, and I know you – I'm talking to you. Mike, I know you want to rush this thing and make this happen because it would be great for us. Yes, in a very selfish way, this show would be very happy.
The Cousins-Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay, but this is not a thing. Even if he starts, Penix is the guy.
Unless the coach sees that Kirk Cousins is further, obviously, down the road because he's a veteran with this offense and realizes that he may get fired if this team doesn't go to the playoffs.
Wait a minute.
And all of a sudden, Kirk Cousins is starting the rest of the season.
Didn't I ask you guys this morning? Cousins played his way out of this job.
Yes.
He had the job.
Yes. I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Yes, you did. Then he lost the job.
Right.
Now it's not his job anymore. And his job is to back up in case of injury like this, potentially, to play well, win a game or two for us, and then sit your ass back down on the bench. That's what Kirk Cousins' job is right now.
Yes, but we've been so inconsistent offensively. Obviously, man-to-man defense. Now, he did have success against Tampa, as Coach pointed out, but Michael Penix Jr. has struggled at times. And look, we all know that they made the pivot. I'm being a wise arse for those who aren't picking up on my drift, okay? But, yes, it will be interesting, though, if Penix Jr. can't go. He told everybody in the media yesterday he plans on playing.
this dude will be out there with a cast on.
I mean, because he's no dummy. He knows where this could go. You know, but I mean, it just.
Mike, can you go? My foot. Put this boot on. I'm going out
but
there.
But I have been. I've been a little bit blown away by how many people that we talk to every day, guys we interact with on social media, that apparently aren't in the camp of Michael Penix Jr. And all of a sudden they turn on him like a rabid dog as soon as the possibility of Cousins coming back is actually a thing.
I don't understand that, and I don't know if that's true, man. I think most people are for Michael Penix. I think most people were excited the fact that we did draft a young quarterback that we can build around. He's just not as good as we want him to be right now. But I don't know why anybody would be jumping. Dude, 8-9 games into your career?
This Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay, you know what? 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. You can get at us with that conversation. And as I was mentioning, this gambling situation with the NBA. I just saw this, Mike, because I was busy. But Mike Greenberg apparently on his show went off on ESPN being in bed with gambling. And and then, you know, people are saying at the bottom of the screen there's an ESPN bet promotion. Yeah,
I mean, I was going to say, it's just funny how sports, look, I've got no problem with it. You know, I mean, as we know, there's always going to be like anything else. There's whatever the percentage is, 1 to 2.5% of the population that can never handle.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
But it is jammed down your throat, even in states where you can't gamble. And I got to be honest, I don't need my sports and my sports center looking like Bloomberg News TV with all the prop bets and everything else. But that's where we've gone because there's just so much money to be made by all the networks on this deal.
You know what I hate about this story? All right, I'm going to tell you when we come back.
All right, I want to hear this.
I'm going to tell you when we come back. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Gustin's Grill, guys, in Woodstock. Come on out and hang out with us. We're here till 6. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Stop trying to make
the Cousins Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.